The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Antonio Brown officially back in football in a Bucs uniform. You see him there live at practice. A report live from Tampa coming will tell you exactly how AB will be used in Tom Brady's offense. We welcome everybody to NFL Live. Just like that, Brady's got another weapon. Keyshawn Johnson is here. Dan Orlovsky is there. And wait till you find out the newest member of the Dan Wagon, by the way. It's really going to surprise you. It might be a quarterback. Uh-oh. Anyway, Marcus Spears and Adam Schefter here, too. And, Adam, let's get to the latest news. The 49ers, who are scheduled to play the Packers at home just tomorrow night, have closed their facility due to a COVID positive test. What more can you tell us?
Well, it's a situation where Kendrick Bourne, the 49ers wide receiver, tested positive, Laura. The 49ers shut down their training facility today, immediately began contact tracing, and right now the game is on schedule to be played. We've seen the NFL soldier through other situations. It looks like the same will be underway, but the 49ers are going to be shorthanded at the wide receiver position without Kendrick Bourne. Remember, no Deebo Samuel, no George Kittle, no a lot of people, but they will be tough. Brandon Ayuk will be the only healthy, experienced receiver Thursday night for the 49ers.
On the other side of it, how are the Packers dealing with this ahead of that matchup?
They are on their way to the airport right now as we speak. They are scheduled to leave at 4:15 Central Time. So about an hour from now, the flight is scheduled to leave for San Jose. We'll see if it actually does go up, but certainly looks like it. And they're going to be listing Aaron Jones, their running back with a calf injury, as questionable as well, Laura.
All right, and this news just crossing as we're talking right now. The Lions putting Matthew Stafford on the COVID list. We'll keep our eye on that as well. Back to another top story today. We saw AB at his first Bucs practice, and he's expected to be ready to go for their NFC South battle with the Saints. Many wondered, what would AB sound like today as he spoke with media? Would he be a changed man? And turns out, at least according to him, he is. Here's Antonio Brown from earlier.
I have a great opportunity here with him, with B.A. and this organization, this team. So I'm super grateful for the opportunity he has presented me. I'm excited to be here and learn from these guys and put my will on display and show these guys what I'm willing to do.
You feel you're a completely different person now that you're back in the NFL?
Well, I just feel like I'm a better person. I wouldn't say I'm a different person, but I'm a better person. Learning a lot about myself, working on myself for a year and a half. I think I'm a better person.
All right, so Brown's last couple years have been surrounded by drama. In September last year, he was accused by his former trainer, Brittany Taylor, of sexual assault. That civil lawsuit ongoing. In January, he was arrested on a felony burglary charge with battery and two misdemeanors for an incident with a moving truck company in Florida. He pled no contest in June, was given 2 years probation with community service. And the NFL suspended Brown 8 games in July for multiple violations of the personal conduct policy. Marcus Spears, he gets another chance. I got to be honest, I realize it was just one soundbite and one interview today, but it did feel to me like Antonio Brown sounded changed, at least in a few ways. How do you think he will handle this latest opportunity?
Yeah, Els, my grandmother used to tell me all the time, your gift will make room for you, and what's for you is for you. And listen, this sounds very reflectionary, and I hope it's coming from a deep-seated place. I hope AB is, and I like what he said, I'm a better person. I'm not a changed person. You don't have to lose who you are. There's just some things you need to address about who you are that you may need to do differently. And hearing him talk just then, but also thinking about this opportunity. Like, you get to a point where you have enough things in your past that you have respect and you got to honor the people that stayed down with you the whole time, that stayed in your corner. And I feel like it's taking some people around AB as well to check themselves and make sure they're adding and giving positive vibes to him as well. To see him back in the league is great for us as football fans. It's great for us sitting on this show to talk about his immense talent. And his talent is the reason he's back in the league. But with that being said, you would hope that the fact that Brady vouched for him and Bruce Arians took this chance, and I'm sure Byron Leftwich, and it's been guys around the league as well that have been working out with AB in the summer that have vouched and wanted him to be a part of the team. So I don't want to put it in terms as he owes them anything, but he should have enough respect for guys putting a good word out for him to make sure he could be back where he is today. And look, he's about to join a team that can legit win a Super Bowl, and he could be a true added value to what they're trying to do.
Yeah, you mentioned Tom Brady vouching for him. AB had the TB12 hat on, wearing it proudly, and of course, Brady vouched for him last year as well. For more on Brown's first official time on the practice field, let's bring in ESPN Bucks reporter Jenna Lane. Jenna, you had access to parts of today's workout. What did you see?
Well, Laura, I can tell you that Brown had the biggest smile on his face throughout the portion of practice that I got to watch. He looked focused, but he was also really engaged with teammates. He spent a lot of time with running back LeSean McCoy. Actually, at one point, the two of them were engaged in what looked like a friendly competition, doing some ankle stability drills, trying to see who could stand on one foot the longest. So, and it was funny, Bruce Arians said that when they started to do more of the walkthrough, Brown was going at full speed. It was just a walkthrough, but he said he's always been that way. And then I got a chance to talk to him for a little bit after the practice, and he wasn't defiant when I had asked him about some of the off the field issues, and he expressed a desire, really his hopeful, that people will give him an opportunity to show them who he really is or who he is trying to become.
All right, great stuff from Jenna Lane there. You'll be all over it. And AB can be a threat to opposing defenses in a whole bunch of areas. He's been among the game's best at making contested touchdowns. Over the last five seasons, Brown ranks third in the NFL in touchdowns on tight window passes, defined by NFL Next Gen Stats as less than 1 yard of separation. And in those areas, AB trailing only Jimmy Graham and Brown's new teammate Mike Evans. Tom Brady's touchdown to AB in week two at Miami last season was thrown into a tight window. Developing story on NFL Live, and we told you about this at the top of the show. The Lions have placed quarterback Matthew Stafford on the COVID list. Adam Schefter, what more do we know?
Well, Laura, keep in mind, this is Matthew Stafford's second stint on that list. He was placed there earlier this summer for a false positive. He now finds himself back on the reserve COVID-19 list, which would indicate that he will not play on Sunday against the Vikings. And if that is indeed the case, then Chase Daniel would be the starting quarterback for the Detroit Lions against the Minnesota Vikings. We're waiting to see whether Stafford officially is out, but being placed on the reserve COVID-19 list would be an indication that that would indeed be the case. Also, two other bits of news that have just come in. The veteran quarterback Josh McCown has left the Eagles practice squad to sign on to the Houston Texans active roster. And moments ago, the New York Giants claimed former second-round draft pick Dante Pettis on waivers from the San Francisco 49ers as well. So there's the news. Matthew Stafford on reserve COVID-19, Josh McCown to the Houston Texans, and Dante Pettis to the New York Giants.
Adam, you should have seen Dan Orlovsky's face when you put that Josh McCown news out there. As you can imagine, he loved it. Lamar Jackson taking the blame for the loss last week against the Steelers, a heavily anticipated AFC North matchup. And then this week, they've got the Colts. And Lamar, coming off that four-turnover performance, could have his hands full Sunday against a Colts defense that's turned some heads. Here's exactly why. Indy's excelled at taking away the middle of the field, allowing an NFL low 2 touchdowns this season on passes inside the numbers, with a second lowest QBR and completion rate. That could spell some doom for Jackson, considering his 29 touchdowns on such passes over the last two seasons lead the NFL.
The difference is in last week when they played Pittsburgh and having the success that they ran the football with, and then I go back to the Cleveland game.
Yeah.
When they played the Colts, Cleveland was able to make a little hay on the ground. Look, the Indianapolis Colts are going to have to earn the right to rush the passer. And to what Dan is, to his point, that's when Lamar Jackson is going to have to be able to make plays on the outside. We know that Marquise Brown Hollywood talked about use the soldiers, and we saw Snead make a few plays against Pittsburgh. But this is still the same old broken record, fellas. It's the same broken record, L. I've been telling everybody, hope that you don't have to get in that situation, because right now what the Ravens have shown is that that is how you beat them. That is their vulnerability. The defense will come up with some plays against Phillip Rivers, but they have to figure out a way to get the outside pass going.
Yeah, to your point, Marcus, you have been saying this for a long time. Dan wanted them to get a tight end at the trade deadline. They did not do that. But, Key, will this game come down in your mind to Lamar's performance on Sunday?
Absolutely not. Lamar's fine. It'll come down
to Phillip Rivers and his decision-making, Dan. When you look at him, I mean, he's 6 turnovers so far, interceptions this year. Basically, I'm going to give him 1 a game. Even though they played 7 games, I'm still going to give him 1 a game. And I think when you look at Phillip Rivers, he can be good at times and he can bring you from behind, but it's always that, damn, I knew he was going to do that moment. Yes, Jimmy Smith steps in the lineup for Marlon Humphreys at the cornerback spot. Marcus Peters is there. So when you look at it, the pressure that they apply from Baltimore's defense to Phillip Rivers can really get to him. I'm not worried about Lamar. I'm not worried about Lamar's passing game. I'm not worried about him running the ball, because the one thing that he has is his legs. That is important for him.
It's interesting because a lot of us, even on this show, thought that Phillip Rivers shouldn't have that job anymore. He's been better of late, but maybe we don't see that in this game on Sunday. All right, let's get to another thing. It's been a tough time for the Cowboys, no doubt. Andy Dalton dealing with a concussion. Then this week, he's also been placed on the COVID list. Ben DiNucci struggled. The Cowboys had the Steelers. So head coach Mike McCarthy talking today about changes they're going to have to make at the quarterback spot.
Well, they're both smart. They both pick up the game plan quickly. You can see that right away with Garrett. You can see that in my time with Cooper during the virtual meetings. He always asked really good questions. They just need reps. I mean, it's what Ben needs. So we're gonna let those two guys. We're gonna go through the week and then make a decision.
All right, so here we are, Marcus Spears, with a couple guys playing quarterback for the Cowboys that are making you take a big, deep breath and shake your head. What do you make of those options for the Cowboys at quarterback?
It don't matter who the damn options are, Laura. They playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Have we not watched the Pittsburgh Steelers defense play? Listen, if you feel like Cooper Rush or Garrett gives you a better chance to maybe be in the game for the first, 5 minutes of the game, then decide whatever you're going to decide, Mike McCarthy. But this is not about the quarterback spot alone. This is about trying to find an efficient way to move the football. Like, there will be no difference in DiNucci as opposed to Cooper Rush or Garrett in this football game. Did we not just see Lamar Jackson get turned over 4 times against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense? Do we not realize that T.J. Watt is still out there and Bud Dupree is out there? Like this, look, I like talking about these things. I love talking about football. We break it down tape. We talk about other teams. It does not damn matter who playing quarterback for the Cowboys this upcoming game. They ain't going to win and they ain't going to look good, whoever behind center.
Marcus, let's be very clear here. This is, whoever it is going to be starting, going to be the 4th different quarterback the Dallas Cowboys have started over the last month. 4. Okay, there are not many teams in the league that have done that. We've seen Dak Prescott go down with a season-ending injury. We've seen Andy Dalton get concussed and be placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. We saw Ben DiNucci on Sunday night in Philadelphia. And we're going to see another quarterback this Sunday. My guess, and it's just a guess, would be Cooper Rush, because he's got more experience running that offense. But to your point, does it really matter against a excellent Pittsburgh Steelers defense, the fact that Dallas will be using its 4th different quarterback the last month?
Yeah, Shefty, they're the first team, the Cowboys, to start 4 different QBs before the 10th game of the season since the 2005 49ers. Shefty, I just want to check really fast before we go to break. Did you have a couple more COVID tidbits before we go?
Again, we've got a situation where Matthew Stafford was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list this afternoon. We have the Green Bay Packers still on course to leave for San Francisco, despite the fact that they've lost their running backs, and the 49ers lost Kendrick Bourne to the reserve COVID-19 list. So there's a lot going on, Laura, as usual.
Yeah, it's been a busy day already, and we got even more of that coming on NFL Live.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Who is on the Dan Wagon today. Dan Orlovsky, you can see the wagon. As I said, I mean, it's getting kind of full, but Dan, you got to add somebody. So who we got?
Ironically, it's also someone's name that's like a form of transportation, right? Derek Carr has earned the right to get on the Dan Wagon. He runs the most efficient offense in the NFL. Now, how do you do that? Like, you got to be ridiculously good on third down. Check this. Since the beginning of last season, on third down, 18 touchdowns. That's second only behind Patrick Mahomes. And he averages 9 yards an attempt on third down. Like, folks, that's outrageous. This year, he's got 14 tutties, only 2 picks, 70% completion percentage. It's not just a dink and dunk offense. He's pushing the football more downfield. This is a really good team because he's done all that, and he's played 7 games, 5 of them. 5 of them against top 15 defenses in the NFL. That schedule will get a little softer. He's earned the right to be on a Dan Wagon. Can we put running? Like, you could all, you can even say that his performance this year has been sparkling.
I got to say, Dan, I definitely look like a disco ball, and these pants were a little sparklier than I realized. So on that note, we're going to go to the next thing. We're going to talk quarterbacks and a battle of the two brightest young stars in the game, Kyler Murray and Tua Tagovailoa. These are so sparkly.
The number one thing that the Dolphins should do and will do is take away the number one target in DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
If you take that away from Kyler Murray and you force Kyler Murray to go to some second and third dairy options, Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald, the running back Edmonds, now you've got a guy who you look at and you can neutralize those sort of things. But you got to be very careful because if he pulls the ball down, he's averaging 6.7 yards, 7 touchdowns per attempt. That's something that you don't want to do. 66% completion percentage for him, pretty good. I've come a long way on Kyler Murray in this system.
Okay.
There's no question about it, but Miami has their hands full.
Yeah, you know, Marcus, when you think about Tua, and he didn't have to do much in his first career start. He's going to make his second career start on Sunday. How difficult a task do you think it's going to be for the Cardinals defense against Tua?
First of all, I'm glad Keaton came around to the AZ offense in Kyler Murray. That's number one.
Hey, if I see it, Marcus, if I see it and it's real, I'm going to give it to you. I ain't going to just manufacture something.
My man, that's respect. That's respect. See something, say something. I'm going to go to the other side, fellas. Listen, Tua, obviously, we talked about him lining up against the Rams and that defensive line, and we saw at moments Aaron Donald doing what Aaron Donald does and the pressure getting to him. But we also got to remember what we saw the last time we saw this Arizona Cardinals defense on the field. They turned over the best quarterback in football 3 times. And this is Tua's second start of his career. So it's not lightening up for him. They're using Buda Baker in a lot of ways, creating pressure with him. But also you see quarterbacks under duress. And that is the answer that we're still waiting on. Will Miami, will Flores, will Tua be prepared for the looks that Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals, is going to get him? He fooled the best quarterback in the league this year already. Now Tua gets him the second game of Tua's career. It'll be interesting to see how they respond to this, especially Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, Kyler and Tua always linked. Remember, they finished first and second in 2018 Heisman Trophy voting. We've got a developing story here on NFL Live. We've been talking about Matthew Stafford being placed in the COVID-19 reserve list. Adam Schefter has an update on that.
Well, Laura, here's the distinction. Matthew Stafford is considered high-risk, close contact. He had contact with somebody with COVID on Monday, which means he has to stay on that list for 5 days. And pending further testing, negative testing, he would be eligible to come off the reserve COVID-19 list on Sunday and play against the Vikings. Now, he will not practice this week, but if there are no negative tests, Matthew Stafford will, in fact, start on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. If there's a negative test where he has to stay on the reserve COVID-19 list for any reason, Chase Daniel would be the starting quarterback for the Detroit Lions. But as it is right now, Stafford is considered high-risk, close contact. He did not test positive for the virus.
Hey, is there a more dangerous combo in the NFL right now than Russell Wilson and his receivers? I mean, pick your poison with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett coming off a dominant performance for Seattle with 4 touchdowns. And Russ keeps making his case to win MVP, even though he'd say they've got their sights set on the Lombardi Trophy. But how about DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, Wilson's weapons? They just might be the best wide receiver duo in the league. They've done something unprecedented this season, becoming the first pair of teammates in NFL history with 500 receiving receiving yards and 7 touchdown catches in the team's first 7 games of a season, according to our friends at Elias. Some of that, too, has to do with having a great quarterback, and man, can he throw the deep ball. But anyway, Key, the Seahawks have guys that are putting up crazy numbers like that, and they're both number one options. Can you build an offense around 2 number ones?
I think you can build an offense around 2 number ones. There's no question about it. But I don't know that both of those guys are number one. Statistically, it certainly says that. But you look at Tyler Lockett prior to DK Metcalf joining them. Tyler Lockett didn't have a 1,000-yard season. He was just a guy, a complimentary piece to what Seattle did. DK comes in, he's young, and he's certainly on his way to becoming a major elite piece for Seattle in the National Football League, being one of those top-tier wide receivers. I know we get all enamored with big catches and a guy chasing people down and things like that, and we just automatically say, he's a number one, he's a number one. Maybe I don't know what a definition of a number one is then.
Well, what do you think it is?
I think a definition of a number one is DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, guys that are by themselves as long rangers and getting it done despite having complementary pieces around them.
Oh, listen, Keyshawn Johnson was a one as well. Let's make that clear. That Keyshawn was – dude, Key, DK Metcalf is a one. And so
he's on his way to becoming a one. They're complementary pieces. They complement each other. They complement each other well.
Tyler Lockett had literally a perfect QBR when Russell Wilson threw to him last year. You don't do that unless you're a
one. And DK was there last year.
DK Metcalf.
Prior to that, he didn't have a 1,000-yard season.
Because last year was his first year playing a full season.
Prior to that, he did not have a 1,000-yard season.
Because he didn't play a full season.
If Tyler Lockett was by himself on that football team, you mean to tell me he can carry the passing game by himself?
Yes.
Okay.
He would be top 10. He would be top 10 in catches. He'd be top 10 in yards. He'd be top 10 in touchdowns.
Let me ask you this. You played with one of the greatest receivers ever played that was a one in Kelvin Johnson.
So,
you going to tell me?
Right.
And DeAndre DeAndre Johnson. Did I say it right?
Andre Johnson. I played with Calvin, Reggie, and Andre.
So you're going to tell me Tyler Lockett is in that mold?
No, because those guys are Hall of Famers. Calvin's one of the greatest.
So maybe I don't know what a definition of one is.
I look at a number one as, can I build a game plan around you? Can I build my passing game around you? And you may not be elite. You may not be the top 3 receiver in our league, but you are a bona fide number one. And DK Metcalf is a one. Tyler Lockett is a one in the NFL.
Let's get Marcus Spears in here. Marcus, you want to comment on this?
Come on, make the right choice.
She's so mad.
So stupid.
I'm not focused on Tyler Lockett. Is DK Metcalf a one?
I think he's headed in that direction. I'm not quick to just because a dude has great numbers and statistics over a couple games, all of a sudden say a guy is a one. I need to see more body of work. That's just me.
No, sir. I saw T.O. play. DK Metcalf is a number one, bro.
I don't know what the hell he's looking at. But the way y'all way y'all talking about it is as if it's just ridiculous. It's going to keep going. I'm not one like that. I need to see it continue. That's all I'm saying.
Key, this man got 30. This man got 36 catches for 680, and he's averaging 18 yards a catch, bro.
Get him.
He just went over double-digit catches last week.
Yes.
And he got 680.
Yes,
like,
that is correct.
Come on, Key. You know what a one look like. You know damn well DK Metcalf a number one.
No, I do think he's going to be a one. Prior to last week against San Francisco, he was averaging 4 catches a game, man.
But he's averaging 20 yards a catch.
He leads
the NFL in touchdowns.
He's getting there, man. It's okay. He's getting there.
Key just wants you guys
there. Key, he there.
Y'all need
Key,
to
stop
there.
Playing.
He's
stop there. Playing. He's that man is a one, man.
I'm
a one.
Especially Dan. You put people up so fast, so quick, man.
Hey,
it's crazy.
I'm a one. Hey, how quick is DK Metcalf going to end up on the Dan wagon? Why hadn't he been there yet?
After this game.
All right, after this
game. This next game, he's
right,
up there.
He gets first class.
We're calling the Dan
wagon. He's first class.
Yeah, he's definitely on a plane. All right, anyway, new on NFL Live right now, speaking of the Seahawks, Pete Carroll, according to Brady Henderson, our Seahawks reporter, saying that defensive end Carlos Dunlap practicing with the Seahawks today, doesn't see any restrictions with Dunlap playing Sunday at Buffalo. Of course, they added him from the Bengals, and Carlos Dunlap added to a Seahawks defense that honestly could use some help. So that's big for them.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Back to one of our top stories today. Antonio Brown at practice for the first time, his first official practice with his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You see him out there running around. He said earlier on the show he wouldn't consider himself a changed man, but a better man. We'll see how he's used in this Bucs offense. And for more on that, let's bring in Adam Schefter. What do we know, Schefter, about Schefter? I did it again. About the plans for AB in Tampa this week.
The social media police are coming after you again, Laura. I'm just telling you that right now. Yeah, Bruce Arians, the Buccaneers head coach, said that he will not play AB 60 plays a game. He could play as few as 10 plays. He could play as many as 30. It'll depend on how it goes on Sunday once he's out there. My sense is that once they get AB out there, their new shiny toy, and they get a look at how that new shiny toy works, that he'll be out there for closer to 30 than 10. But again, the idea is he's going to be active. He's going to play on Sunday night versus the Saints, and that should make a already enticing matchup that much more enticing.
Yeah, and not the only big-name wideout we have our eyes on in that game. What's the status of Michael Thomas with the Saints?
Well, for the first time in a long time, Laura, he was back at practice today, albeit in a limited fashion. Keep in mind, he's missed time since the opener against the Buccaneers team that he suffered the high ankle sprain against. He's had the high ankle sprain. He's had the grade one hamstring strain. By now, it's almost 2 months later. Physically, that doesn't appear to be the issue any longer. So we'll see whether or not he's out there. But the fact that he was back today is a positive sign that Michael Thomas, Key's nephew, will be out there on Sunday night. Right, Key?
Yeah.
I don't know anything, Adam. Don't ask me.
No. You're not allowed to play that game here because we're going to ask you something. At least this. How much would Thomas's presence change the dynamic of the game on the offensive side for the Saints?
I think it'll help tremendously. They miss him. They miss, as somebody called him, Slant Mike. They miss that. They miss the contested catches. They miss moving the chains, first downs. I think when you look at a quarterback missing his favorite target, he's going to struggle at times. And Dan can mention that. I mean, Dan knows when you got a guy, a playmaker who caught 149 balls that you're paying $20 million to as a true number one wide receiver, you certainly have to have him on the football field to win football games.
Yeah, you mentioned those 149 catches last season, an NFL single season record previously held by Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison. How about the quarterbacks in this battle in the NFC South? Tom Brady and Drew Brees locked in a contest for the all-time touchdown passes record, with Brady standing just one ahead of Brees. Now, Brees broke Peyton Manning's all-time mark in Week 15 last season, held the title for 9 NFL weeks, but then Brady came in and overtook him the following Week 7. Prior to this, the last time the top two touchdown leaders in touchdown passes both active, back in 1973, that was Johnny Unitas and Fran Tarkenton. So let's take a closer look at what Brees is going up against with this Tampa defense. Marcus, you watched tape from their matchup back in Week 1. What did you learn?
Yeah, Hills, I just wanted to go back and kind of see, remind myself of how that game played out and what kind of defensive mindset Todd Bowles was in. Now, both of these teams are better. They've learned more about themselves, but we see some of these same type of things showing up. Drew Brees does not like pressure right up in his face, even if it's not legit extra men, and then vice versa. We see Tampa continuing at times on the back end to lose their eye vision on the guys that they have to cover. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out.
Yeah, Marcus, I love that tape. This game's going to come down to how well Tampa, specifically at the linebackers, cover Alvin Kamara. I mean, the guy's got 55 catches this year, and they've used him in so many different ways. One-on-one options out of the backfield, they've put him in the slot, and it's really helped their offense. Remember, he's doing all of this without Michael Thomas. Sometimes they use him as a wide receiver. You see him at a trip set, wheel route down the sidelines. Obviously, the screen game is a huge part of this offense for New Orleans. You kind of get him in the option route, right? Last week against Mac, he gets one-on-one. He can go either way that he wants, and it was a big play for that offense. I know the Bucs have really good cover linebackers, but backs get catches on them. They've given up 51 catches. Levante David and Devin White, they've given up 51 catches to backs. Now, the thing that they do is they tackle so well when the back does make the catch. So the reality is this. Alvin Kamara is going to get his chances. He's going to get some catches in this game, and they really only need two. They need two to pop. He needs to break a tackle or two. We always talk about his balance. He needs to break a tackle or two and beat those linebackers. That determines who wins this football game.
Alvin Kamara has a whopping 556 receiving yards already this year. Guys, one thing that was kind of interesting today, Bruce Arians said that the way to beat Drew Brees is to just knock him down. He said these old quarterbacks don't like to be knocked down. Of course, he has an older quarterback, so you might know a thing or two about that. I'm not sure anyone likes to be knocked down.
Groundbreaking. You know what? We got to win. Hit the quarterback.
Knock him down. But I will tell you this. Drew Brees limited at practice today. They said a right shoulder thing. But then he kind of downplayed it, and he was like, listen, I'm 41. I've been limited every single Wednesday during this season. But we haven't seen Drew Brees look that great with his arm all year long, according to some. So in your mind, is there something there, Key?
I don't think so at all. I think much like Drew said, we all, when we played, something was bothering us throughout the course of the week. And you can nitpick on passes that he's thrown. You think about the interceptions that he's thrown. People say, oh, look at his arm, look at his arm. It's the same guy. Nothing's changed, except he doesn't have his number one target. That's it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I bet his arm feels a whole lot better if Michael Thomas is back in there, Dan.
You said that to me, sorry.
I did. Hello, Dan. Dan, are you here?
Moving. It's time to go, Dan.
Listen, they've been really good on offense without Michael Thomas this year. It will be a huge kind of uptick if Michael Thomas comes back and if he's healthy and whatnot. But I don't really have concerns. They have different ways. Sean knows how to attack this defense. I'm telling you, it's Alvin Kamara. He's become their offense. Now, Michael Thomas is there. I'll take a little pressure off of him.
All right, let's get to one more thing before we go. Marcus Spears has something for us. Go ahead, Marcus.
I just wanted to know what the hell Ryan Fitzpatrick was doing at practice.
Oh,
first of all, this was a shout-out to his teammate who had been traded. But the thighs out. The thighs are out, and I don't understand why this guy decided to do this. But it also makes me think about why this team loved Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's sending the shout-out to his guys. But else, Dan, Key, we can never do that around each other.
Oh, no.
We can never, ever.
No, I'm doing that.
No, Dan. No.
Do that around each other.
Marcus, Dan's legs would look a little different maybe than Ryan Fitzpatrick's legs in shorts that short. Wouldn't it? It'd be real long, real skinny.
Maybe Ryan just wanted to get some sun.
I got
thick thighs.
He needs some down there in Miami.
Dan, you were not thick.
Dan,
oh, no. Oh, he's going to pull a hand. No. All right.
You need sun.
I'm disturbed.
Skinny
tomorrow.
Get some sun.